This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In airline news today, Spirit, the budget carrier, and its pilots union have agreed to indefinitely extend a judge's order for pilots not to engage in any work stoppages while contract talks are going on. Perhaps you saw the brawl that broke out earlier this week at Spirit's hub down in South Florida amidst a raft of airline cancellations, which the company blamed on some pilots' refusal to fly, a charge we should say that the union discounts. But the economic reality of it, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains, is that low costs do have consequences.
Spirit has had a bad reputation for flight delays and consumer complaints. But this weekend's melee notwithstanding, it had been doing better lately.
They've actually managed the operation far better in this past year. They clearly need to do even more of that.
Airline consultant Robert Mann says Spirit redesigned its aircraft schedule to make service more reliable. He thinks the recent troubles could have to do with the airline relying on pilots to volunteer to staff extra flights.
When the volunteerism doesn't manifest, airlines can find themselves short of pilots.
The pilots deny there was any kind of deliberate work stoppage. But business travel expert Joe Brancatelli wouldn't be surprised if pilots wanted to express displeasure over their salaries. He says Spirit has to have lower labor costs for workers in order to offer ultra-low fares. Regardless of their cause, Brancatelli doesn't think Spirit cares enough about flight disruptions.
They work on the theory that you'll have to put up with any kind of bad service we have because, after all, you're not paying a lot, and you understand that.
That is, until customers get enraged, as they did Monday night in Florida. But does it matter? Spirit is profitable, and other carriers are increasingly following its lead, charging for every last amenity and cutting legroom, which Brancatelli acknowledges.
Last week, American Airlines announced their newest planes will have the same seat legroom as Spirit Airlines. This is an industry racing to the bottom.
Brancatelli says the only way to get airlines to change is for consumers not to fly them. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.